halftime activity here as our halftime show is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. 21-9, Monmouth on top right now, and would love to do this anytime that one of our old alums stops by, especially when we can say alum in the NFL. Jose Gumbs, good enough to give us a few minutes here. Of course, starred for Monmouth during the 09, 10, 11, and 12 seasons. Former Northeast Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Jose, how are you today?
Man, I'm good, man. Blessed to be here. Glad to be back. The moment I found out we had a bye week, I was like, you know what? On my way home, I got to stop by Monmouth. Here I am today.
Why wouldn't you stop by, right?
Hey, why not? This is where it all started from.
Hey, Hawks,
they get an opportunity to play.
Please welcome your Monmouth
from
University.
Here, it led to me being in the NFL, so might as well come back and give back and see the coaches and thank them for everything.
Let's talk about what has happened for you over the course of the last couple of years. Your last season here at Monmouth, 2011. Then in 2012, you're in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You start in New Orleans. You get hurt down there. You part ways with the Saints. You wind up with the Chiefs. I would imagine, all things considered, you know, you're kind of in the mix down in New Orleans, but then you wind up getting hurt. You kind of have to sit around a little bit, and then last minute you go to the Chiefs. That was probably, I would think, a little bit of a frustrating year, though. You were like, I'm here, but I'm almost not really here, right?
Yeah, it was probably one of the most stressful times I ever had. I'm not gonna lie about it. I mean, there was times I would be like, you know what? I don't even know if it's worth this whole stress. Like, I've been working, you know, my butt off for me to get this opportunity, but I never knew the NFL would be like this, where it's like nothing is guaranteed. You can sign a six-year contract. They could cut you within 2 years.
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's what have you done for me lately kind of league.
Well, then you get, obviously, the opportunity to become part of the Redskins after you and the Chiefs kind of part ways as well. Before we talk about what's happened this season for you, just maybe the decision-making process that you had, because as a free agent, obviously, you know, the doors are basically open for you. What about the Redskins attracted you to be part of their franchise?
They were the only team that called me, I mean, during the summertime. They actually called me the day before they started camp. Flew me in the day of camp, signed my contract there. And literally, the moment I signed my contract, they already started practice. I walked out, I'm late, and I'm like, all right, none of the coaches knew my name, nobody knew, and they were like, hey, 48, what's your name, Gumbs? I'm like, all right, hey, go in there, cover this guy, and I'm like, all right, cool. And that's when my journey started right there. From there on, I was like, you know what, the worst thing that could happen is me just giving my all. I'm just giving my all, and I go home, my head held up high, knowing that I put everything out there. Because there's no guarantee. Me knowing there's 90 people, 53 guys, I kind of thought they already knew who they wanted. So I'm like, you know what? Just have fun with it and go with it and look where I'm at now.
You know, it was fun to watch you during the course of the preseason, you know, see you get some extended minutes in some of those games where you basically have to kind of make your mark, certainly as an undrafted guy from an FCS school like Monmouth. You know, you have to make your mark basically every time that you're on the field. You're almost in an opportunity where you can't make a mistake. Is that difficult as a player to say, like, hey, if I miss a tackle here or if I run down the wrong lane in kick coverage, tomorrow I might not be here anymore?
Yeah, the window of opportunity for small school guys is much smaller than big-time school guys to get drafted. And you got to take advantage of the opportunity. The moment they put you out there, it's like, yo, show them what you got. Even if you do a mistake, do it 100 miles an hour, because at least they see the effort that you throw out there. If you get a big hit, do it. Make it happen. And that's what I try to do.
Jose Gumbs giving us a couple of minutes here. Halftime, Monmouth leading Robert Morris 21-9. Now, I got to ask you a couple of questions about that last day or so, because the story was printed, and I had so much fun reading it. The cut day, basically, to find out if you're on the 53 or basically you're packing up. And maybe, as you said, you know, earlier, thinking about your days with the Saints and the Chiefs, thinking about whether it's all worth it. Mm-hmm. I would think if the Redskins say, hey, you know what, you did a great job, but there's not a spot for you here, maybe then you have to kind of face that reality a little bit, as hard as it will be.
Yeah.
The story that I read, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of drove around and you got yourself in the locker room and out of the locker room as quick as you could and onto the field. So almost like, I'm expecting I'm going to be here, and you're going to have to take me off the field and tell me if I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah, I didn't, like, nobody told me what was the process of how do you know when you made the team, if you're going to get cut. So I'm there waiting in my room, waiting. And I usually have my blinds closed. This time the sun woke me up, and I'm like, oh, man, what time is it? I'm like, oh, it's 8 o'clock. I know we got practice at 12, so I'm like nervous. Getting a phone call, it's my mom. Getting another phone call, it's my brother. Hey, you heard anything? No, I didn't hear nothing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm nervous sitting in my room. I'm going to take a drive. I drove around. I'm like, well, practice at 12. I got to go there an hour before. I went there. The moment I got there, I'm like, yo, I hope nobody grabs me. So I'm walking, get past security. Okay, nobody grabbed me. get to the locker room. Nobody grabbed me. I didn't say not one word to nobody. Put my clothes on, put my jersey on, went to practice. I guess I made it, and that's it.
That it's a great story. I mean, I got to ask you this. Did anyone actually come up to you that day and say, congratulations, you made it, or you just got yourself onto the field and they didn't tell you to get off?
The coaches told me. The moment I stepped on the field, they said, congratulations, and you got to keep working. It's no guarantee, like they said. It's 53 guys. You still got to keep working to stay on the team.
Well, that's the next part of it. You know, you're on the 53-man roster, but through the first couple of weeks of the season, you haven't been on that active roster, which is kind of the next step for you. Redskins right now on a bye, and which has been kind of a tumultuous first couple of weeks for the team with RG3, so much attention on him, getting himself back in the lineup and expectations high after winning the division a year ago. Without maybe sharing too much, have they given you any indication as to when an opportunity might come for you?
They just said be ready. Just be ready, because you never know when your time will come. And that's what I'm trying to do. Every day in practice, I'm going 100 miles an hour. And you don't find out if you're active or not active till about a couple hours before the game. So the moment you walk into a locker room, that's when you know, okay, I'm activated today. Okay, I'm not. So it's just like, hey, you just got to be ready.
So you've been basically at every game, and you'll find out in that morning on Sunday whether or not you're active or you're not active.
Yeah, correct.
Now, you're still at the games, I would imagine, either on the sideline or maybe up in a suite somewhere with other players who might be in the same situation.
Yeah, they'll keep me in the sideline there.
Has the experience been, I mean, there's so many words that you could probably think of, challenging certainly number one, frustrating at times number two, but now do you have some sort of sense of accomplishment, even though I know your goal is to take it another step further and get onto the field, but you've got to feel like, hey, I've made that next step onto the 53-man roster. Now I'm really one step away from getting onto the field.
Exactly. That's what I have to do. I mean, the door was open for me. I walked in, and now what am I going to do there? Because some people just stop there the moment they walk in. Just, you know, they're content with the fact that they made the team. I'm not content with that. I'm trying to play. I'm trying to play and help the team out and hopefully get some more wins. I know we were struggling at the beginning, but, you know, we're getting better and better every single day and just trying to work together as a team.
You know, fun couple of things, one during the preseason and one maybe an opportunity next week. In the preseason, you played former teammate Chris Hogan, who's now with the Buffalo Bills. He also made the active roster, a couple of catches the other night in the Bills game over the Cleveland Browns. And I know you guys had an opportunity to kind of catch up and trade stories, I would think, in that preseason game. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was good, man. It's good seeing, especially a kid like him. His story is way better. Because this is a kid that came from lacrosse, playing at Penn State, did a year of football at Monmouth, and is in the NFL right now. You don't hear stories like that, and I'm happy for the kid, man. The moment I seen him during the pregame warm-ups, I went up to him like, hey, congrats, you made it this far. Now we got to keep grinding and make it. I actually texted him the day he found out about him making the team, and I said congratulations, and I couldn't find out till the next day, and that's when I found out, and I texted him right away, too. And we both happy for each other, though.
Jose Gums here with us, halftime with Monmouth up by 12 over Robert Morris. A couple more, Jose, before we let you go back and enjoy the second half here. One of the other guys, and I say other guys, he's kind of been the biggest, brightest star since he left here for Monmouth, playing with the Dallas Cowboys, no pun intended on the star. That is the next opponent for Washington after your bye week this week. There is an opportunity in what could be your first game on the active roster that you might have to match up against Miles, who's been banged up this week, hopefully back in the lineup either this Sunday or next Sunday. That would really make for a special type of story.
Yeah, this is a Sunday night game. It gets no better than that. Everybody's watching. And hopefully I really do get the opportunity. And, you know, even if it's all special teams, I just want to help out and make a couple plays here and there and just hopefully, you know, help out for a win. That's what that matters at the end of the day.
Is it still nice for you? And I'm going to assume the answer here, but I would imagine it's still nice for you to come back to Monmouth on a bye week here, see what's going on, stay in touch with the players. You're not that far removed from it, a couple years away now. And especially with the way the game has gone so far, 21-9, it's always good to come back to where you said it started off for you.
Exactly. I love coming back, man. You can't forget where you came from, because this is what made me. If I would have never been at Mama, I probably would have been still at the bakery working, shoveling chocolate to this in 120 degrees. And I'm blessed to be here, though.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
I mean, great stories that I've read about, you know, going back to your days of having to sleep in the car and trade shifts out with your brother and your dad, working in the bakery, not seeing daylight on certain times, and then here your time in Monmouth. When you think back, you know, again, I say not that far removed, but I know your mind is on so many other things right now. What are some of the things that you remember from playing here as a member of the Hawks?
I mean, the camaraderie we had as a team. I mean, everybody, we all stood up for each other. We had a good time. I mean, we had some ups and downs during the season. my thing was that, you know, I didn't get a ring while I was here. Kind of mad about it. But I'm still happy, man. I'm happy for the kids. They're still out here, full scholarship. Have fun. I told them, have fun. That's what that matters at the end of the day. There's no guarantee in the NFL, the next level, but just enjoy life. Because life's too short for you to be, you know, stressing out about something that small about, oh, am I getting playing time? Just wait. I'm telling you, because from my experience, me coming in my first year, I had to sit out my first year. So I'm telling them, just be patient. When the opportunity comes, be ready.
Big things, obviously, too, in the offing. I know you kind of keep up on it. You know, playing as an independent this year is different. Going into a full scholarship league next year in the Big South and with designs of maybe redesigning the stadium here, you would hope that the future here for Monmouth football is bright, and a big reason why it's gotten so much attention is certainly guys like yourself and like Chris Hogan and like Miles Austin and some of the other guys who have had opportunities in the league. Jose, thanks so much for coming up and giving us a couple minutes. One more question before I let you go. As you have gone from Monmouth to the Saints, to the Chiefs, to now the Redskins, how many times do people ask, where is Monmouth and what is a Monmouth? You know, because, again, you think about small school players. There's not a ton of them really in the NFL to begin with, and now three guys from Monmouth. I would almost hope that that recognition has maybe helped now having a couple guys in the league, but I'm sure you still get those questions.
Yeah, I always get that question, man. And, you know, since Miles Austin is Mr. Big Time, I always tell them Monmouth University where Miles Austin went to. And that's me, like, and they always be like, oh, I know where that school is at. I mean, yeah, it's in Jersey, because some, actually had one of my ex-teammates in Kansas City who went to Monmouth College. I think it's down south in Texas or something like that. And people was like, oh, y'all both went to the same school. I'm like, no, I went to the Monmouth University. He went to Monmouth College.
The Monmouth U. Don't say Miles Austin too often to where you are right now. I don't know that that's going to endear you to the fan base down with Washington. Jose, thanks for coming up, giving us a few minutes. Always great to see you. Best of luck. Enjoy the rest of the bye week. And get on the field pretty soon. Can't wait to see you play.
Yes, sir. Go Hawks, baby.
Jose Gums here with us at the half. We step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back with scores from around the country right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Football. Hawks up 21-9 on Robert Morris. Scoreboard time for us here. We start with our game in West Long Branch. Monmouth leading Robert Morris 21-9. Matt Harmon back here on the half on the Shore Sports Network. And it is now time to take a peek at our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Right now, Florida State rolling on top of Maryland. Matchup of two 4-0 teams, 42-0 the score in that one. Louisville all over Temple, 27-0 that game down in Philadelphia. Number 20, Texas Tech on top of Kansas, 30-10. It is Alabama 45, Georgia State 3. Games coming up a bit later on today. Georgia Tech on the road at number 14, Miami. Number 19, Michigan home for 4-1 Minnesota. Third-ranked Clemson will take on the Orange of Syracuse up in upstate New York. Georgia, the number 6 team in the country, taking on the Vols down in Tennessee. Oklahoma State home for Kansas State. Fresno State on the road at Idaho. Oregon, the number 2 team in the land, will be in Boulder to take on Colorado. Florida home for Arkansas. Ole Miss at Auburn. LSU will visit Mississippi State. Number 11, Oklahoma, welcoming in TCU. Kentucky at number 13, South Carolina. Notre Dame and Arizona State playing that neutral site game. West Virginia will be at Baylor. Ohio State at Northwestern. Stanford welcoming in number 15, Washington, two teams at 4-0 in the Pac-12. That should be a great, great football game. Scores from around the Northeast Conference. We'll see a lot of these teams coming up. Duquesne leading West Liberty State 27-7. Wagner on top of Sacred Heart 10-3. Central Connecticut State leaves St. Francis, Pennsylvania 28-3. Other games involving Big South, where we will be next year. Gardner Webb on top of Charlotte 38-24. Charleston Southern 28, North Greenville 14. Wofford on top of Presbyterian by a score of 21-7. Liberty tonight with a non-conference game against Old Dominion. One other team that we'll try and keep our eye on, that's out of the Ivy League. Of course, we played an Ivy League school last week in Lehigh. Do have Cornell coming up on the schedule right now. Cornell trailing Colgate by a score of 23-20. Right now, our game at the break, it is 21-9 in favor of Monmouth. We step out for 2 minutes. Back with more Hawk football. Get you set with a look at the stats and a peek ahead to the third quarter right after this quick pause on the Shore Sports Network.
Has come out, and we want to continue our halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Take a look at the first half stats, and they were, as the score, in favor of the home team, the Monmouth Hawks. They outgained Robert Morris total yards 205 to 123. Monmouth ran 39 plays. Robert Morris, 34 plays. The Hawks with a slight edge in time of possession, 15 and a half minutes to just about 14 and a half minutes. Monmouth ran the ball 22 times, 15 of which went to Julian Hayes. He ran for 65 yards. The team ran for 58. They have to factor in Brandon Hill's one sack. And Eric Spillane on that play when he took the safety is actually credited for a rushing attempt. So MU on paper, 22 carries, 58 yards. However, Hayes and Asante combined for 75 yards in that first half. Brandon Hill, 9 of 17, 147 yards, 3 scores. They all went to Neil Sterling, 5 grabs, 90 yards. Eric Sumlin, 2 catches for 28 yards. Lamar Davenport had a catch for 20. Clark Coe led the way defensively for MU with 5 stops. As we take a look at Robert Morris's side of things, 18 rushes for 40 yards. Paul Jones was 9 of 15 for 83 yards and a touchdown. Deontay Howard ran 9 times for 46 yards in that first half. Tight end DJ Pearson, 3 grabs, 34 yards, including a touchdown catch. Dante Jeter, 2 catches for 22, and Dwayne Mitchell also had 2 catches for 14 yards. Again, Monmouth leading the Colonials 21-9 after outgaining them in that first half by 82 yards of total offense.